This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
To start the programme today, we've got the most amazing lady, and she's sitting beside me. I perhaps should feel a little bit frightened because Becky Godden is into boxing, ladies. Very fit. So welcome, Becky, to
Thank
our
you.
Show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We haven't had a boxer at our show before. So can you take us back and tell us how indeed you got to do this sport?
Yeah, I can. Well, I wasn't really sporty growing up. I have to say I was the little chubby asthmatic one at the back when all the girls were running, and I really wanted to do some sorts of sport, but I felt like I really didn't fit in sort of the mould of the lovely slim dancers and the great runners that were around me. So I sort of used to work out at home and things to try and tackle that because my confidence was low. And then one of my friends, one of my male friends, is a boxer, and I used to go and support him. He boxed in London and in Portsmouth, and we knew a friend who was one of the coaches at his gym that he trained at. It's a great gym in Aldershot called ARD Training Camp. And I said, you know, I really, really fancy giving this a go, but it was about a year until I decided to be brave enough to do it. I was facing divorce. I was 37. In a place where I felt like, what next? What, you know, I've got these two beautiful little girls. I could sit at home and drink, which I did. I was drinking wine at home in the week, which we all do, and it's great. But one of my friends came over and said, Beck, you're drinking too much now. Come on, you know, you've got to do something. And I thought, right, now is the time. And I called this guy, and I remember saying to him, I need an anchor, is how I described it. I just give me something, you know, that I've got to get up and go and do. And he said, just come down to the club. Everyone's friendly. And that's what you'll find in the boxing community. If anybody does want to try it, that everybody is on the same level. Everybody's so friendly and inspiring. So, yeah, I went along to the club on that night. And I never looked back in the last 3 years. So.
Well, Becky, can I first off say, amazing. Looking at Becky now, Mandy, we can both say we're not looking at, you know, a chubby, unhappy person. We're looking at a very fit lady.
Gorgeous.
And absolutely. And how honest you are and candid about how you got to boxing. Mm. But what you've said in your few words there, you were using the word he, because she doesn't come into boxing very much. I mean, I'm aware that we got Olympic medals and everything else, but when you went along to that club, how many ladies were there?
Well, in the class that I'd gone to, there were none.
And you must have been enjoying yourself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Where'd you sign up?
I can't say that the view wasn't a bad one. I went along, and I remember saying to my coach, so what are these guys doing? You know, are they training for something? Do they compete? Are they professionals? And he said, oh, we do interclubs here. You know, some of them, one of the guys was professional as well. And he said, but we don't have any women that compete. And that was, of course, that was it to me. It was like a red flag to a bull. You know, why do we not have any women that are competing here? Where are the women? And there just weren't enough women in the sport, really, locally at that time. And now, from what we went from a class with just me, and then there were a few other girls there that trained, to I would say we've got half women now and half men.
Why do you think there's more women in such a short period of time then? What do you think that's done?
Well, I can only go from my own experience. I know with talking to other women, my coach is great at inspiring women. He runs Hurricane Training. He's a real
Stop. What on earth is Hurricane Training?
Hurricane Training. Well, they call him the Hurricane, our coach, because he's like a mini hurricane when he walks in the room. If you met him, you would know. And he is really a good advocate of everyone being equal. And that's his personal training company, Hurricane Training.
Oh, got you.
So that's, you know, that's a lot of people I've introduced to that and through the club ARD in Aldershot. And so, yes, some school mums popped along, and, you know, we have dentists. It's a real thinking sport, and it's not what you think it's going to be. It's so technical. The benefits for women, I couldn't shout about it enough. The mental benefits, the strength that you bring through the rest, you know, into all aspects of your life with training. So you're not only keeping fit, but you're keeping mentally on the ball, and a session flies by. Wow. You're really living in the moment.
And of course, there's lots of discipline.
There's a lot of discipline, yeah.
And footwork.
A lot of footwork. You know, it's upper body strength, lower body strength. You use your whole body. And I'm quite a broad person. Again, I felt unconfident about that. I'm fairly tall and broad, and I finally realised there was a sport I could do where that would be an advantage all of a sudden. So that was something for me as well.
Do you come back black and blue from these sessions?
Well, if you've got a good coach, you don't. Because you're taught to keep your hands up. Yeah, you don't really get bruised. We use the head guards. You don't have to compete. You know, I took it to that level. But a lot of women that train with us, they train for the fitness benefits, the health benefits, and the mental benefits and that strength, you know, the confidence it gives you.
So competing, can you tell us about the competing? Because we've read that you competed in 5 bouts, including a British Open contest.
I did, yes, I did, little old me, yeah.
I mean, how did that happen and how did you feel?
Well,
because it's monumental,
you
really.
Do feel nervous, and any type of bout you have, the bouts that I started with are what we called the interclub bouts. So when we finally got enough women around that were interested in doing those, we could actually start, you know, having our bouts as well. And it's what you would call a safe bout, really. You've got your head guard, you've got your mouth guard, and it's about being in front of an audience, but it's in a safe environment, sort of
How
thing.
How many rounds are they?
Well, we do, for the interclubs, we do 3 rounds.
Oh, that's still heavy going.
Yeah, it is, because of the adrenaline pumping as well, and you learn. That's why I think it's so good for women. You learn to control adrenaline and nerves and all these things. And again, I think that carries through. When I was going off a little bit there, but where, you know, became a single mum, and I was all of a sudden in the house by myself, and it took a lot of time to get my head around that. I've got these 2 little girls, and the buck stops with me if something happens. God forbid, but it just made me feel so much mentally more confident. And then, yeah, I did a British Open. It was a real good experience. You know, I can't say I was the most dynamic, but I turned up and I was willing to fight anybody in the country, and that's what it's about.
Gosh.
Well, it is amazing, and I should say to everybody that sitting running the desk today, we have the lovely Dave Jamaitis, and actually he's even looking amazed at what you're saying as well.
Thank you.
It's really interesting.
It takes a lot to amaze you, Dave, doesn't it? So take that as a compliment.
Let's just also say it could be fear, but we're...
Actually, talking about fear, but not, what were the reaction of your friends and family, and you must have had a real mixed reaction.
Yeah, I did. I mean, my dad still won't come and watch me. I know he's proud. He has me on the wallpaper on his phone, and he tells everybody, and he says, I can support you with my heart, but I can't support you with my eyes. That's how he described
it. What a wonderful line, and that kind of is a parent's line.
Definitely, but
so
my
loving.
Friends, yeah, my friends are amazing, and they all came along to support me for my first bouts, and they think it's brilliant, and some of them have joined, and their husbands have joined, and, you know, we're all a big community now, and I just think women, if you're not sporty or you want to try something new, you know, you really, boxing should be a good start for you.
That's incredible, because it's not something that's offered on a plate to you. You're quite right. It's hockey, swimming, all of those sports. Yeah. I don't know any child that at school is, or girl, that's offered boxing.
No. And we're hoping to change that, hopefully, locally soon as well.
Taekwondo and those kind of sports.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those physical ones, but not boxing.
Yeah,
it doesn't come into your psyche.
It doesn't, and it doesn't have to be contact. You know, the pad work, the mental thing for children, particularly the stress levels they drop. There, you find their schoolwork is better. They're focused. They learn these disciplines. Yeah, so I'm hoping that will change. I mean, women weren't even given a professional license in the UK until 1998
Goodness
to box.
Me, that
so
late.
You know.
Incredible. Yeah, I mean, Becky, you're a shining example of what boxing can do, because you described somebody who had lost their confidence. You were going through a rough time, and looking at you now, you're not that person.
Oh, thank you.
You are coming
much.
Across so strong.
Thank you.
And so passionate about your sport, which is lovely to hear.
Thank you.
And do you hope to continue this for several years?
Yeah, well, forever. Yeah, I mean, we have women of all ages that train with us. It doesn't matter your background, your age, as long as you're willing to listen, be on time, you know, just be disciplined in yourself. Then, yeah, I will never stop boxing.
And actually, at the moment, I've noticed there's quite a lot of celebrities that are boxing. as a fitness part of their fitness regime.
Absolutely.
And I think it's always been there, hasn't it, in the background, and women have. But this is great to see, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's featured in Vogue, you know, the benefits of boxing. You only have to Google now the benefits of boxing for women.
Yeah.
I could tell you, obviously, calorie burning is one of the big things, but just the overall body strength you get. I'm still fairly curvy, but that's probably because I haven't been quite as disciplined as I should have been over Christmas. last Christmas.
You're a woman. You're allowed to be that.
Exactly. And I think you can still be feminine and be a boxer. And
absolutely,
I think, you know, we get this.
And should also say that you are a very feminine woman as well.
Thank
which
you.
Is lovely to
I
see.
Take that as a compliment.
Please do. But, you know, when I'm thinking of boxing, it isn't a feminine woman that I'm thinking of.
No, you don't. You don't think that way. And I think we can have it all. And we can, you know, we don't have to have these hats on, do we, that, like, pigeonhole us. I think you could still be a feminine woman. A lot of the sports models and things now, their bodies are all down to, you know, a lot of boxing fitness as well. So
Incredible. And so, life in general, what do your two little daughters think of mummy boxing?
My youngest, who's 10, thinks it's great. Because she's not at that age where mum's too embarrassing. My 13-year-old, just literally nothing I do is that great. But I know for a fact when they get older, they're going to look back, and I really want to be an inspiration for them to show that you don't have to be defined by anything, femininity or being a single mum or being divorced, all these different things, that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to in life. You know, that's the important message I want to send to my children.
And that's a very strong message. And I'm sure you are a massive inspiration to your girls.
Thank you.
You've opened up the doors for them to try anything.
Yeah, and I think the message for other women is to say, you know, I'm not the best boxer in the world, I'm not a professional, I'm not, you know, I am still curvy, I do still like a takeaway, I do like a drink, but I like them to think, to,
I really,
you know,
like this one. Yes.
But I'd like people just to think, if she can do it, if someone like her can do it, then I can do it. And that's the message I'd like to give across to anyone. You know, go to your local club, they've got a great club in Woking. I've boxed all over the world. I've
all
gone
over
to
the
do
world?
Well, I've, because once you're a boxer, so you feel that the door is open, because you've all, you know, that every a boxer has this mentality, and you walk in. I've boxed in Dubai, or trained, not actually had bouts, but I've trained in Dubai, Futaventura. They've got a great gym out there, Ingle Gym. I've come down to Woking, and of course ARD, which is the home of where I was trained, and I'll always hold dear. So
ARD is in
ARD training camp. It's called. Yeah, that's where we. That's in Aldershot.
In Aldershot. Was it initially with the army kind of thing?
No. It was founded by a man called Andre Daughtry.
Oh, well.
Yeah, who's very inspirational too.
I'm amazed that, you know, you threw in the world there just on a casual view,
well,
you know,
yeah,
couple of words.
I would say, yeah, I trained, because once you do it, you feel you're welcome. You can book in at any club, and most good clubs will welcome you, you know, so go and give it a go, definitely.
Sometimes, Becky, we look at inspirational women that come in, and you fall into that category, because you yourself said a few years ago your life was in crisis, and it could have gone one way or another.
Absolutely.
Well, thank heavens it's gone the way that it has today, because listening to you is an absolute joy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
This is eye-opening for us, and eye-opening for Dave too.
Yeah. Dave, you should come along. Look us up. We've got hurricanetraining.co.uk. Do a little shout out there.
He loves me today.
Yeah. Come and join us, Dave. He'd love it. Before a show. Oh. Get you hyped up.
No, I think he's hyped up enough. It's been really fun, hasn't it, Mandy?
Brilliant. Fantastic.
It's wonderful. Now, normally we'd give out your own website, but I think you've just let us have the one for the training of boxing. Ladies, get out there and try this sport. I'd have to say I'm not one of the ones that's going to do it. I feel that I'm going to let other people have a go at this, and I'll interview them. Mandy, of course, may be champing at the bit.
I've already ordered a pair of boxing gloves as we're sitting
Fantastic.
Here.
Well, we won't go down the other underwear that you wear in this sport.
No.
It has been a joy.
Thank you for having me.
Such good fun. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Just Women.
Thank you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk. or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.